Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I remember yesterday when I was like not pessimistic, but I wanted nothing to do with March Madness.
You said you hadn't played it in like 5 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch much college basketball anymore. But that doesn't stop anybody else. I figured March Madness was going to go on without me, so I might as well get on board. I didn't fill out a bracket for our office pool. I thought it would be fun if we got the kids in our lives to do it.
Yeah.
So I had my niece fill out a bracket last night, and I'm going to enter that into the office pool on my name. And I had TJ see if her son wanted to play.
Yes, he did. He picked. I just read off the names to him, and he picked however he felt for whatever reason, usually based on the name.
Yeah, that's how Ella did it.
Yeah, that's it.
And I figured their decision is just as informed as mine, so why not? And we didn't want to leave house out, so we had him get the kid in his life involved.
My 32-year-old child, he does a scientific study into how to pick these teams. But he did fill out a bracket last night.
Good.
Yeah, the PhD.
So we got children and a doctor.
And a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
So I figured that would...
How awesome will it be if Liam beats Stevie?
That'd be great. That would be just great.
House will be so mad at you.
Oh, man.
But the fun part was, and I should just shoot you straight at the end of it, because I did it on FaceTime with my niece.
Yeah.
And it was a cool little...
It was fun.
Yeah, it was, because, I don't know, it was new to her, and she was like, well, I wasn't sure why she was doing it, neither was I.
Yeah.
Right. Who does she, do you know who she has going all the way? Liam, too. Who's going all the way?
Oh, somebody ridiculous. I think she had Yale in the final four. And, it was somebody obscure. Murray? Is there a Murray something?
State. There's a Murray State.
I think Ella had them riding it all the way to the end. Who did Liam have?
He had a great time trying to say Gonzaga.
Okay.
So he has Gonzaga, which I think my husband got on video. And then Tennessee, because he thinks that's where I'm from. He can't remember Missouri. He's very confused.
Funny.
You know, we were talking about the March Madness a minute ago. House is going to Vegas this weekend.
Yep.
If we want to get some action down, he's offered to go to the sports book. I'm willing to put some action on some college, but I got to tell you, I don't know who, man, other than Duke. Virginia, aren't they real good?
And North Carolina's good, you know, the top seeds. You know, I did a little research on this, and I think there's some money to be made if we wanted to pool our money. And, you know, you think maybe bet on Syracuse, but I think a better bet, believe it or not, is Buffalo, University of Buffalo.
Yeah.
They're a high seed. They lost only a couple of games all year. Looking at their track, I think they have an easy trip to win a few games.
But can you... bet for them, you have to bet for them to win it all, right?
Yeah, and certainly they're not going to do that. But my strategy would be we all throw in $50. Listen to me. I'll throw in $50. I'll be out there. I'll bet on their first win, their first game. If they win that game, I'll put our winnings on the second game. And if they win the second game, I'll put all that winnings on a third game, which would be next weekend. And then we can decide what to do from there. So the most we're going to lose is $50 a piece, but we could triple our money.
Guys, I'm going to need to go back to Vegas to put a
well,
bet
no,
on
no,
that.
No. I would bet on it when I leave.
Now it's
then,
next weekend.
Then, but if we win, we could then mail in our winning ticket. So we could get three games of fun out of this.
I'm willing to chip in, but I think the price is too high for me. I'm sorry. I just got back from Florida.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
$50 is a lot. I'll go 20.
I'll do 20.
All right, well, I'll do 20.
And even that, I'm like, ugh, that's $20.
Well, first of all, you know, we'll be able to see the games. And I think, remember last year, Loyola of Chicago, no one thought they would get to the Final Four. They had that nun who was the cheerleader. So,
is she still playing?
No. No money on her. But, you know, so weirder things have happened than UB going past the first round, maybe into the second round. So we're going to do that?
I will.
Come on.
He sounds thrilled.
Yeah, I know.
I don't, it's, look, I'm not into giving my money away anymore. It's a new thing I'm trying to start.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm doing it.
All right.
Oh, he's reaching in. Yeah, I leave tomorrow right after the show, so I'll be there in time to put it down. And trust me, I will make the bet.
No, I know you will. I trust you. I don't trust the game. That's my thing. And I don't know enough about it. And so I'm blindly giving you $20 and saying best of luck with my money.
I'm honestly like that in any gambling situation anyways. I have no idea. Even in a casino, I'm just pressing buttons. Just sticking the, I don't know. Well, so I would just blindly give you $20.
Here's some money. Go.
Yeah, there you go.
Press away.
B Studios, good morning.
Hey, Don Andy Camper here.
Hey, what's up, Don? How are you?
I got to give you the teams to make money with. I can't believe you didn't want Don the Handicapper to call in on this one.
Well, Don, we don't want to bother you as much. I mean, we always
You're
want
not
you.
Bothering me at all. This is my life. You know that.
So you think there's a better bet than the University of Buffalo, my favorite team here.
All right, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, I'm going to give you three teams you can make money on over the first three rounds, okay?
Okay.
You got to stay with Virginia. Okay, they're going to be right in there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take Florida State. They're going to be the underdog team. You can make a lot of money on them because they're going to be about 10-1 on the first line.
They're going to beat Vermont.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then the third team's going to be Gonzaga.
Well, yeah.
Now there's three teams the first three rounds you can make money with. My final pick for the whole overall is going to be Virginia. They're the dark horse of the whole thing. They're strong.
I'll chip in more money if you bet Don's advice. If you want to do separate action.
Take Virginia to win the whole thing?
I'm more confident giving you money to take to Vegas on Don's for some reason.
And on your bet there, young man, the line has gone from 4 to 3.5.
Oh, for our game Friday?
Your game, yeah. She's not going to need the 4. 3.5 is probably going to be enough for her.
Oh, my God. The line has moved in her favor.
Yeah. It definitely moved in her favor. She's going to her area that she likes.
So just playing at the West Side Y is worth half a point?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's a girl's gym over there.
Okay. Don, she balked at my idea of going shirts versus skins, you know, so there's not any confusion.
Well, she was going to play panties versus bras.
Oh, boy.
Hey-o.
I was going to make Jeremy show us all his bra. You busted me.
Don.
Okay. But no, Steve, I hope you have a great time down there. All my money's going on Virginia.
All right, we'll throw a few bucks on it, too.
The first three teams I gave you, you can make money with. I
Great.
Guarantee it. Okay, and I hope your public's listening because
we do too.
Down the handicappers, down the handicappers. This is just like his Kentucky Derby pick.
Right. All right, Don. Great to hear from you.
God bless you guys.
Come bye, on. Don. Right.
Bye, bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.